The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Welcome to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. We're just discussing, why does it cost more if it's something you leave the sodium out? And if it's sodium free, why does it cost more? And if it's unleaded and you take, I mean, why? I mean,
remember those days? The unleaded always cost more, and they left something out.
Yeah, and then it cost more. And then diesel was always cheaper by by lots, and now diesel in some cases is more expensive many times. Anyway, hey, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, the 21st of July. 7 after 7 right here with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Tuesday is on assignment. Give us a call at 605-4567, or we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
Here comes Bad Bob. You know, Bob usually comes in like, oh, quarter till, ten till. You know, I mean, not a lot to do before you come on, right? I mean, I'm still looking up stories and putting the new stuff on. And you have the news going, so you can't get into the studio. So today, at 7 o'clock, door opens up, Bob comes through. Not in a hurry, kind of striding majestically through the studios. So Bob, 7 o'clock, and he goes, the time card starts at 7 a.m.
I was given some, and with all due respect to the hardworking cashiers at Holiday Market.
I know.
The guy in front of me, there was one cashier, and the guy in front of me had about, 30 things and a lot of produce. Of course, that takes time. And then she stops and says, oh, I can't find this one. And I'm looking up at the big clock on the wall going, today of all days.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is when one day I walked back and forth, and this is up at Holiday. I walked back and forth finding the shortest line, right? And I jumped into the shortest line. Well,
that's the coupon lady.
No. This is the one where the girl behind the counter starts flirting with the guy. Oh, just really? Oh, you think so? Oh! And he goes, well, yeah. And then she goes, oh, okay. Oh, you forgot to swipe your card. I'm about ready to come across the counter. I'm just looking at him. I'm saying, is this a joke? Am I on TV? I've got to be on TV because they can't be doing this in real life. So then he swipes his card. And then she goes, oh, wait a minute, your receipt. And he walks back. And I'm like, okay, this has got to be some kind of bad TV show right now that it's to
Well, she had to write her phone number on something.
Yeah, poke the lion, keep poking the lion, and keep it up for like 8 minutes when he had four items. And I'm sitting there with one item in my hand, and I'm like, and here's the lady in the line next to me that had all this stuff, has finished and gone through. Thank you, Holiday.
There's a certain set. And they do work very, very hard on their feet.
I'm not saying they don't. They're great people up there. But every so often, you get a chatty Cathy in there. Wow. Or a chatty Charlie. Sometimes I've seen guys go in there and start talking. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, oh, hey, oh, man, I haven't seen you since yesterday. Let's just catch up. Or hey, high school. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I maintained my cool, but it was a pretty close call. Speaking of cool,
it ain't going to be.
Well, a little bit cooler today for your Tuesday. Sunshine and cloud mix. We got a possibility of showers or thunderstorms. Not enough rain to really worry about, but a possibility of some lightning starts. So we want to be aware of that. That continues through the night. Today's high will be right around 100 degrees. Tonight's low 70. Cooling trend, and only in Northern California can you call 96 a cooling trend. Some winds kicking up, though, so that increases the fire danger. Clear skies Wednesday night. then we stay pretty decent for the next several days. And looking ahead, highs will move back up towards the triple digits, but looks like we're not going to be quite the blistering heat that we had. Currently in Redding, we have 77 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it is cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business here in town. Discounts for seniors and veterans. All right. LaMalfa. Congressman LaMalfa.
Oh, yeah.
Was at the Tea Party last night. Now, see, here's what I love, is that when you read, when they made the announcement, they've been talking about this thing, and not, it's been in the paper. I know it's been on the other stations. It's been on our station. I don't know if it was on TV, but LaMalfa had made this offer, you know, well over a week ago to come on and talk to the Tea Party people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it's been, like I said, it's been in the paper. It's been everywhere. Well, so then you get people that say, you know, and they start talking about LaMalfa going on there. Oh, it's just his trained pet. His trained pets. That's where he's going to go. Only to the people that agree with him. You know, that was yesterday. Well, today, Congressman LaMalfa was a rough set of questioning last night, you might say.
How do you handle it?
Well, I said, what are you going to do, get mad? He seemed like he took it well. The paper said he seemed somewhat deflated at the end of it when you have a lot of people upset. But see, here's what I'm getting right. But then the people, the comments, and it's the same people, Anita Brady, and I don't know, it's the same guys. It's, you know, because since they've done away with the anonymity of this, there's only just a few, maybe three or four at the most, and it's the same three or four. Oh, well, you know, they get in talking about chemtrails and this. And then they talked about, oh, well, what do you expect? You know, that they're your trained attack dogs and they're going to, you know, you lay down with dogs, you come up with fleas, that kind of crap. You know, that kind of stuff.
That doesn't,
you know, first
process.
Of all, they complained nobody knew about it, but then everybody did. And then they complained it was going to be, then they said that, oh, nobody would have a right to ask questions. Everybody can ask questions there, no matter what your party or whatever there. But everybody's quite upset about the TPA, the TTP and the TFA. They're upset about that. They're upset about the some of the water issues. They were upset about, you know, they were talking chemtrails and all these things, and the support for Boehner. When you voted for Boehner.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at one thing though. Yes, he could buck the system every inch of the way, and be relegated by the people at the top into absolutely marginal, unproductive positions in which he would lose whatever influence he might have and eventually be forced out, because that is the reality of inside the Beltway.
Well,
he has to play the game. And Maurice Johannesson went through that whole thing. The Republican Party in California tore him apart, called him the enemy, because he made a deal with the one before Schwarzenegger, Davis.
Right, Davis.
Yeah. Because he dealt with Davis and he made deals. And, oh, you cannot deal with these people on any, and they tore him apart. He was a realist. And I think LaMalfa was a realist.
Well, Bassetti was also, you know, when Bassetti was running, he was told it wasn't his turn. You know, there's turns here. And I'm not sure about all that. You know, I mean, to me, it should be the best man or woman for the job.
Yeah.
Now, so Doug's been on the show before, and when he's been given a chance to answer a question, you know, like, okay, why did you support this? Yeah. Why didn't you support this? Why did you support Boehner? You know, it comes in, you know, like, well, there's nobody else running, so what are you going to do? So you can lead a charge like the others did, and then you lose any power at all if you lose.
Yes. You
I mean,
to
it's like this.
Your battle.
It's like this. If you want to lead that charge, and knowing when you went into it that you weren't going to have enough. And then you just, you know, at the end of it, it's not forgive and forget. It's either on my side or you're not until you can build a coalition that's strong enough. And then so those guys that were on those, that led that charge, lost their committees. They lost, you know, several other things. Now, is that fair? Probably not. Is Boehner a petty type of guy? Yeah, appears to be. Instead of doing what's right, and because people actually tried to stand up. I'm not sure. Is this something like ancient, medieval times? If somebody stands up against you, you lop off their right hand or something? Yeah. What?
There is how things ought to be, and there is how things are.
Well, I'm just, you know, frankly, it's how, you know, it should be how it ought to be. and not how it is. Yeah. Because how it is not working.
Agreed.
How it is not working. Maybe it should be is that how it should be.
But you chip away at it and you...
If you do. Yeah, yeah. If you can chip away. All right. Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit was rated in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. 70 years strong and still going real strong. Shasta Regional is treating people well. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit about... Hey, Gironda's is... changed hands.
Really?
And it's a, but you know what? You're going to love it. You're going to know it. We're going to love this story. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 7:16 in the morning. 77 degrees out there, my friends, going up to 100 today.
What day is it? And in what month is
you are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, July the 21st. 77 degrees out there. Going up to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 7:20 in the morning. Another one bites the dust. You know what the one that bit the dust was? A lawn. Sungold wrote in that the people up the street took out their whole lawn and are replacing it with a non-watering type of yard.
Oh, xeriscaping, yeah.
Okay, now here's the problem with that. Ready for this? Seems like a good idea. But the grass absorbs the heat and cools off the area.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, trees and all that stuff. Absorbs carbon, what, carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
All that. You take that away. And then now you've got is a heat.
A heat island. Yeah.
A heat island that will absorb heat. Unless you're putting all types of other types of bushes in there that doesn't take a lot of water. But then it absorbs heat. And then it absorbs heat, which transfers itself to your house. Oh. So now, I hope they looked at that. Because this is one of the things they said, you know, I was reading. I read voraciously.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see these things, it said, hey, yeah, let's just, before you take your yard out, think of this. Just, and that was it. You know, you take out all this grass, and you may be taking out shrubs, and you put in all this non-water-using stuff. You have that heat island. It just absorbs the heat. And then it has to transfer it out someplace.
Yeah.
It's going to transfer to the surrounding area, and that could be your house. So now you're having to run your air conditioner more to keep your house cooler.
I actually saw an ad. I got you know, that pack of postcards you get with the upscale offers, and there's some useful stuff in there. One of them was lawn painting. I kid you not, they come along and they squirt stuff on your dead lawn to make it green.
Well, I've seen that before. People spray paint their yards. I've thought about it a couple of times. You know, we have spots out in that backyard now, yeah. Especially. I mean, they're just, I've got like little, there's, for some reason, there's like little green spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like little oasis, like very mini oasis, you know, of green in my yard, in the backyard.
That's where the occasional varmint that comes through has visited.
Sure. Maybe we're, you know, Snooky drops by there. Who knows? Elk killer comes by and it's green. Gironda's has been sold. Yeah, it has. And you're going, oh, gosh, maybe some big chain company, maybe something that. No, how about to this? How about to Carlene Never, who owns Deja Vu?
No,
they've been friends a long time. And see, I got this story months ago. Well, I shouldn't say months ago, or probably a month ago before it happened from Jim. And, you know, Jim's had a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling any story. I'm not telling any confidences here because it's in the newspaper story today in the record. But they've been friends a long time. And he you know, he's gone through, he's had taken in a partner and then that didn't work out. So he's in there and he works hard there. He and his wife, Penny. Great people. He was Italian of the Year, in fact. But they work hard. They do a lot for our community. But, you know, it's a lot of work. And they were talking about selling it, and they were talking to Carlene about it. Well, Carlene's got a very successful Deja Vu down there, you know, what's the name of that hotel? Get in the game. What's the name of that hotel?
That would be the Lorenz.
Lorenz, of course. And she's redone everything. In this. I mean, went back and just redid everything.
Boy, tough neighborhood to do that.
And I tell you what, she has, but she's a tough lady, first of all. She's a tough lady. Knows which. Anyway, make a long story short, which is too late at this point, she bought it. She's done some redecorating, and Sunny, she has tightened up the menu. Because Sunny says, yeah, I'd like, you know, maybe look at the menu. But they tightened up the menu, thinking about maybe having lunch again.
Hmm.
Offering lunch there, but lunch and dinner. So I'm hoping she's keeping the name, but making things different. She wants to keep the specialties of the house, but then maybe kind of really cut back on that menu.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of things you could do there.
Got
to do some things really well.
Got a couple of good Italian places in town. Of course, Nello's comes to mind, which is a favorite, perennial favorite.
Absolutely.
They finally got rid of the red velvet wallpaper that looked more suitable
to it.
The...
I miss it.
That was years ago.
I miss it. Already, even if it was gone, I miss it now. Because it should be. Nello should have red fuzzy wallpaper on the wall. That way that when you're eating spaghetti and you get really good going on it, you can't see it. Never wear light-colored clothes to an Italian restaurant.
You know...
Mainly because, like, last time I saw was what, somebody got shot? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was
the
Godfather.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary were supposed to show up to uniform in what they call tropicals, you know, which is the Air Force shirt. And invariably, somebody will decide that's a good night to have spaghetti.
You know what? And then you try, you are so careful. You try to be so careful, and you've got it all going. I mean, you've got the napkin up around your neck. I mean, it looks like from the 20s or, you know, soup kitchen someplace. But no, you've got to do this to try and protect your white shirt. And or you do not order anything with tomato sauce in it. So you order like a salad, and what happens? Yeah, oh sure, one little drop of oil, a little bit of Italian dressing comes out and hits you on your left breast pocket, and there it is. It's not big, but it is right in everybody's line of sight. And everybody goes, oh look, he's got oil on him. He's got spots. You do have a spot on your shirt? Yeah, I know. I got a spot on my shirt. Or even better, you're next door. The guy sitting next to you, he's eating spaghetti because he's wearing black. He doesn't care. Yeah. And he drops his fork. Oh my God! It hits the plate, and you're diving for cover like somebody thrown a grenade in onto the table. It's too late. You've got tomato sauce on your shirt sleeve.
You are collateral damage.
Oh, I am collateral damage, and you can't even see it on the jerk next to you who's wearing dark. Well, you should have thought of that before you wore a white shirt to an Italian restaurant. You know, get away. All right. If that's the worst thing that ever happens to you, my friends, by the way, you've had a sheltered life.
It's one of those great moments, though, when it's like, ah, come on.
Hey, you know what? What if I said to you that you and I had worked out this deal? And it's an important deal, okay? All right, buddy. I have worked out one of the most important deals of our lifetime. You've agreed to it. Everybody. We've told everybody. And then
are we in politics?
And then and 2 days later, I turn around and say, oh, no. I'm not going. You know what? I don't like them. I'm not going to abide by any. We're not going to change our attitude at all. So there. So you know what? So, you know, I don't care what was said. I'm not going to change. At least that's what the supreme leader of Iran has said in public when he said that he will still continue. He vows to defy American policies in the region. He will never bend. He will never give anything despite that nuke deal. Kerry finds it very disturbing.
Who didn't see this coming?
I'm sorry. I was chortling there and almost choked. Of course, Kerry has to say things like, well, you know, a lot of times outside rhetoric doesn't mean they're not going to do it. And that's true. A lot of times you have to, you know, people are screaming and yelling, but that's not what they're going to do. However, when he's saying this in the background, the chance of kill the Americans, kill the Israelis, I mean, from large crowds of people, you got to kind of have, well, maybe he was thinking of this, you know, maybe, or is he just playing to the crowd that's out there burning, you know, the American flag and Israeli flag and Obama in effigy, which is a small town outside Islamabad. Okay. All right.
Got a roll. A
little bit of humor here. A little bit. Okay, we're going to have, we're going to have today on the show, besides Manton Wines, I want to ask questions about winemaking and Manton Wines. We're going to have Walt McNeil. Walt McNeil is going to be on the show at 8 o'clock. My friends, if you've got anything else you're doing, stop what you're doing at 8 o'clock and listen, because he's got some big announcements to make that could have a profound impact on the way Reading does business, the way the county does business, and some of the things that are happening in Walt McNeil's life. You remember that Walt McNeil is the one that sued on the pilot program, payment in lieu of taxes, that won. The first round, and it's up in the Supreme Court right now, which could have a big, big impact on this city. And in fact, all cities in California, if indeed it does, if it's upheld. But he's going to talk about something that's local, that's been in the paper, and is a bone of contention going on right now, and will have an impact on you. Yes, it will have an impact on you. Maybe not a direct impact, but an indirect impact. Okay? Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, specialty coffees that don't cost you an arm and a leg. You can just go in there. They wait on you, the T&B cuties. They take care of you. Any type of drink you want. You want wine, you want brews, anything. All of it there at Espresso Joe's. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Then you walk next door to the finest walking humidor in the Northern California area and a tobacco emporium that is second to none. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, owned by a veteran, Joe and Shelley. Great people. Son just got married. Good guy. Going to school over there at Chico State. Anyway, you can get it all right there at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back at 7:30 in the morning here on Tuesday.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. Jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Baramontis on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds August 6th.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning, 7:33 and a half this day. 77 degrees. I bet it's hotter than 77. I bet it's at least 70.
78.5.
I knew it had to be hotter than 77 because it's been 77 for 15 minutes. So it's got to be that. 78.5. Let's just say 79 degrees, going up to 100 today. Something about that. Unless you're from Shingletown, then it's a lot cooler.
A little bit, yeah.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. They have just the most exquisite selection of jewelry. Estate jewelry that is just second to none in this whole area, all of Northern California, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. And then if you're looking for that special piece of jewelry, he's probably has it. And if you don't see it, you ask him, because you never can tell what Leonard's going to come up with. And if he doesn't have it, if you can describe it, he'll find it for you. He's got contacts throughout the United States and the world. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. And trust me, if there's something for sale in there, you're going to love it. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Leonard is a man that can be trusted. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in all of this area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Christy Coffee.
Good morning.
Sitting here next to me.
How are you today?
Why don't you pull that microphone up just a little bit? Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
How's that?
Well, I think that'll work.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you came in from Shingletown.
I came from Manton.
Manton.
From the wine
country. Which is even further away.
A little further, yeah.
You got to drive up over that windy road.
Yeah, it's Goat Trail.
I used to be driving on my bike down through there.
Oh, yeah.
I would be dragging my heel. I'd be dragging my foot pegs on that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you hear the scraping and all the sides because you're trying to drop it over so far.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great ride.
It is. It is.
Great ride.
Even in my car, it's a great ride. So I imagine on a bike.
And you're here because the Manton Valley Wine Growers Association is getting ready to have their very first big event.
Yes. We're having a barn dance on August 1st. And it's at Dobson Vineyard. We're super excited about this. It's starting at, we've got dinner from 6 to 7:30. We're having spit roasted pig and lamb, green salad, potato salad, calico baked beans, and I've heard whispers of possibly chocolate mousse for dessert.
What are calico baked beans?
I think it's just a variety. I think maybe some lima beans and
different color beans and all that.
Kidney beans.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And so we're inviting everybody to come up and celebrate our AVA with us. Wine, dinner, dance, and romance surrounded by the beautiful Dobson Vineyard. We want everybody to come up and taste the sweet fruit from the Manton Valley.
Manton Valley's got a lot of different vineyards up there.
Yeah, we've got 5 tasting rooms and 9 working vineyards.
Wow.
And the first vineyards were planted in the early 70s, and it was Dobson Vineyard. And so I think I've shared with you before that Fetzer Vineyard, bought grapes from Manton for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always had grapes and apples up there.
Well, now, an AVA. Tell our listeners what an AVA is.
Well, an AVA is an American Viticultural Area. So now we're the Manton Valley. We have, Napa Valley, Livermore Valley, Manton Valley. We're the new wine country up there.
Is Inwood included in this?
No, not. They have their own.
They have their own.
Yes, their own AVA.
But it's still good because once you have an AVA in an area, and this and the reason I know this is explained to me one day by Mr. Anselmo.
Oh, yeah.
Reverge, while he was still here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Everybody, you know what? People are actually, I'm actually starting to hear, God, I kind of miss Reverge. I'm actually hearing it. I mean, his friend's missing, but I mean, other people are missing.
A big personality.
Well, and you had some of those up there. I mean, anyway, no matter what the battles, by the way, those battles are still going on. So maybe it just wasn't Reverge.
Yeah.
That was having the problems with the county. So when you start thinking that, you go, maybe he wasn't the boogeyman that we said. But the good thing about an AVA is this. once it's designated like this,
mm-hmm.
wine people start showing up.
Oh, yeah.
They go on trips. They go on specific trips.
Yes.
Like, say, they might come out of Oregon or Washington or Southern California or any place, and they drive through all these areas. And this is a huge vacation for them.
Yeah.
And they'll go from vineyard to vineyard to tasting room to tasting room. Sometimes they'll spend a week in an area doing that, 2 or 3 days, and then they're working their way down to Napa.
Yeah.
And I believe what we have up here has got all the potential
to
make Napa just roll over and wine.
Oh, yeah. Well, pardon the pun.
That wine?
Yeah. We have a saying that Manton makes wine and Napa sells auto parts. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. But
well, I think we have something else in Napa. I don't think they can have restaurants on the property.
Oh, I'm not sure. Now, see, that is something that we're missing up there in Manton.
Yeah, is that, Anselmo's had a restaurant on the property.
Yeah.
And I understand Napa, they can't do that. They can have the tasting rooms in the vineyards, but they can't have restaurants. Now, if somebody's been down there a lot, you can call me and say I'm wrong. But I thought that was one of the big distinctions. But up here, you can put a little restaurant or cafe in so people can not only have their wine, but they can have something to eat.
Which is so important.
When you go up to Oregon, they've got a room up there that it's a It's a restaurant with the, you know, and they do pairings and tastings, but also they have lunches and dinners there with music.
Yeah, that's
so
wonderful.
So you kind of come up there and you have the whole experience in that area. I'd like to see us doing things like that.
I know. We'll see. We're with the ABA, you know, we've become a nonprofit organization, and so we're striving to really get it out there that Manton is the new local wine country, and it's just beautiful, and everybody, you know, we're at different elevations, so everybody has different wine to share. It's really exciting. We also have, everybody pretty much has a place to barbecue, so we encourage people to bring up a lunch. You can use everybody's grill. You can sit in the vineyards and eat your lunch and taste the delicious juice up there. So
just suck down the juice.
Okay,
Manton is really a great place. Yeah, I mean, it's got great vineyards. You brought some stuff here from Indian Peak.
Yes.
I'm easily bribed.
This is delicious, too. Super yummy.
All mm-hmm. right. Okay, on Saturday, August the 1st,
yes.
a couple weeks away, Dobson
yes.
Vineyards,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have not only dinner served from 6 to 7:30, and this is barbecued pig and lamb
yeah.
Roasted on a, you know, those spits that turns, potato salad, green salad, baked beans,
mm-hmm.
dessert,
yeah.
Wine sales available by the glass, and you yes. get a logo glass is included. Now, this is $30 per person.
Yes.
And prepaid reservations only. But it sounds like a great time.
It's going
you
to
can
be
dance, Main Street Band.
Yeah.
Starts
we're having
at 7:30.
Music.
Yeah.
Yes. And
you can whoop it up.
Yeah. And it's literally in a barn. We're not just saying that. It's in a barn.
And Chrissy will drive you home if you have too much.
Well, somebody's going to drive me home. I actually live right across the street, so I'm in luck.
Oh, that's no, but, that's no fair.
I know.
Fair.
But so all the proceeds to this is going towards marketing for the wine community.
Okay.
We want to get signs out there on Highway 36. You know, we already have one off 44. Just really let everybody know this great time. So if you'd like to make reservations, please call Donna Boots at 474-5506. Carl said, it's $30 per person, but this is going to be wonderful.
There's dinner, dancing. You can buy wine. I'm sure there's got some tastings going on there.
Well, so
Can you do that? I don't know if you can do that later.
Sure. What we're doing, since we've become the nonprofit organization, what this allows us to do is be able to sell wine all together at the events.
Okay.
Instead of everybody having to be separate. So
okay.
It's going to be a great time. We have fun up there in Manton. That's what I'm here to talk about. How much fun.
Well, I also like to make a comment here. One
yes.
of our listeners here has just written in is that Indian Peak is a huge supporter of the veterans community.
Yes.
Any type of veterans event that happens, Indian Peak is there donating yeah. wine. They're there for wine tastings, donating wine and all this. And we certainly appreciate that. So,
yeah.
If, you know, sometimes it's a way to give back. Also have a good time. Go out there, dance, drink, not get drinking too much.
No.
But it goes from 6 to 7:30 on the 1st. Give Donna a call at 474-5506.
And that's just the dinner. Then the music starts at 7 and it goes till 10.
Goes till 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
What kind of dancing is it?
I think it's a little bit of rock and roll, a little country rock perhaps.
Main Street Band.
Yeah, I hear they're
probably
wonderful.
Probably means it has all of everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
I hear they're great. So
I'm sure
I'm a dancing girl. I'm putting on my shoes, even though I'm working.
You live in Manton, it should be like grape stomping boots.
Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah.
rubber ones?
Yeah.
You can't be out there wearing.
They're about thigh high. Yeah,
about
they're
thigh
good.
High. Okay, Bob, stop thinking.
No.
Yeah, Bob's over there. He just turned off one of the knobs. Or I'm not sure what that means. Okay, Christy Coffee, thanks a lot for coming in. We'll put your poster here in the window.
Wonderful.
And
thank
as
you
we
so
get closer, just give me a ring and we'll talk about it one more time.
Perfect.
All
thank
right.
you
Remember,
so much, my dear.
You bet. Remember, everybody. Give them a call. Give Donna Boots a call at 474-5506. I'm sure if you went to, like, Indian Peaks website or Manton Valley Wine Growers Association
yes.
website, that there's probably be all types of different
information
on it.
Yeah.
Okay, sound like a great time, really.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, what day? On Saturday.
Saturday, August 1st.
So you got Sunday to be able to recover and say you're sorry.
That's right, which is important.
It's important.
Sundays are good.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Call
Thank
in the
you.
Bot, KCNR 1460. It's about 17 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. a shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon shrimp linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise: to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together. Because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
The Reading Chapter of Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The Holiday Inn is proud to present some Jersey boys who really made good. Eddie and the Cruisers featuring Salamano.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. 7:47 in the morning, 79 degrees out there, going up to 100. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. Does what no other business does. It gives you full guarantees. From little bitty chips in your windshield to cracks well over 2 feet in length. That's right, over 2 feet in length. He can fix them. And if Jeff Wurst can't fix them, he'll just tell you that. He's not going to sit around there and fool around with your car all day long and tell you he can't fix it. He's just going to tell you, I can't fix this. Here, take it here. He's a good enough glass repair guy that when other places in town can't fix certain types of cracks, they'll send them to Jeff. They'll send those people to Jeff. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Reading. Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. Okay. Moving right along. We talked about how LaMalfa got taken to task by some people are quite upset, I guess I should say, at the Tea Party. Talk about how Geronimus has been sold, but that's good. The state of California has proposed a $1.5 million fine for farmers in the Central Valley around Tracy for taking water out of the system there, after being told, oh, no, there's not enough water to go around, you can't take water. But these are people with the 19, you know, prior to 1914 rights.
Yeah.
Those right there, they've had over a century old senior water rights, and they need the water for their agriculture. And they say, wait a minute, we have these rights. We, you know, they didn't, and as the head of their authority there says, hey, wait a minute, they didn't even ask us where we got the water. They don't know we didn't buy supplemental water. But so they're proposing this $1.5 million fine. This is a three-county area where people get water, even though cities get water from this district and everything. And then we get into, you know, the you know, when you get into also the follow-up on these two tunnels, you got the San Jose Mercury. Is it San Jose Mercury News? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mercury News has got, you know, I mean, that's like, it swings a pretty big club. I mean, they've had a number of Pulitzer Prizes in this. I was surprised. Yeah. It's kind of a, you know, smaller newspaper, but it does seem to it has a number of
it's a journalism
righteous
based newspaper,
yeah, righteous stuff. Articles in there, but they said get rid of the tunnels. You know what, you've changed it so much, you know, Jerry, just get rid of the idea. Mm-hmm. You know, the smelt has almost ceased to exist as we know it. This was said, this we were told this last year by a guy from UC Davis who does the watersheds, and he's been on the show a couple of times. He said these are 10 truths about water in the future here in this drought. There's going to be some species that are just going to disappear. Yeah. And guess what? It's not going to be humans.
That's the thing. We're the WACs who are saying we must flush billions of gallons every day through the delta to save this fish. But it doesn't matter if we cut off our food supply. Hello?
I went to a restaurant the other day that we've gone to several times. The food's good. It's kind of like a diner. The price of breakfast has gone up at least $2. $2. And where you could walk out of there for $20, now it's like $26. And I mean, that's, you know, that's before tip.
Yeah.
And so what, I mean, everything is like $10.99 or $11.99. And we're, talking, I mean, we talked about this, but the price of eggs have doubled because of the new laws that we put in that chickens have to have, be able to have, walk around in their cages. You know, have, you know, be able to spread their wings out. The cost of gas and fuel and diesel. You know, I'm looking at cost of, you know, where, how long, you know, if I drive from here to there, how much diesel does that take me for a round trip? It's 50 gallons.
Yeah.
Every time, 50 gallons. Sometimes more. Sometimes a little bit less. But it's all, you know, it's going to be around that 50 gallon range. Then how much is that going to cost me? And the cost of, you know, California's got the highest costing gas and fuel in the nation, right here. We've managed to do that to ourselves. Yep. And now we're talking about taking out half of the availability of petrol to people by 2030 to get that many more off the road. So how are you going to do that? Are you going to have start, you know, is it, are we going to just go into liquid, you know, liquid or the natural gas? Every truck runs on natural gas?
No, we're going to take everybody off the rural lands and shove them into concrete piles.
Now, that's one of the things, of course. I'm sure that's it. Well, we have those FEMA camps, you know. So, anyway, not to get that going. I did not mean we're putting people in FEMA camps. But this is just all this is coming. So, what I'm saying is you're going to have to get used to higher prices unless you go to big chains, all right? You go to other places, Black Bear Diner is having to raise its prices a little bit, but they've got a much more leeway in what they can do because they can buy in so much bulk and how they're, you know, how the way they do things at Black Bear. Some of the others, because they buy in such bulk, they can keep their prices down. However, when you get into the, you know, get into the mom and pops, they can't do that. They cannot buy it enough at one time to be able to keep those prices from having to be passed on to the customer. I mean, this was like sticker shock to us from the last time we were in there. And we were only in there like a couple of weeks ago. So all this has happened in the last couple of weeks is these raises in prices. I mean, it was sticker shock. So now you have to think about, and as the lady told us that owns another place that we know very well, she says, what happens is your regulars that come in here, they see what happens to the price. They see the prices are going up. And then now they've got to make up their mind, and I've talked with this, too, with Bruce Dean, who's head of the California Restaurant Association, of course, of Black Bear Diners, too. What happens is people have to figure out then, okay, I usually eat out 4 days a week for whatever reason. You know, maybe older couples, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Now they're eating out 3 days a week.
Yeah.
That's a day. I mean, and that's a lot of people, and that's a day out of your income. And then when you add on that, if you're living in San Francisco, this new wage that they're trying to, you know, they're foisting on people of $15 an hour. I mean, this is it's going to drive people out of business, or they're going to have to do is cut the number of people they have working for them, or put so many people at part-time. You know, instead of having 10 at part-time that they can call in, they're going to have to call in 20. They're going to have like 20 set aside. So people are going to make less money. The whole thing is a fallacy. I got to get Bruce Dean in here to talk about this new minimum wage, how it's going to destroy jobs, because now you're going to start seeing kiosk at McDonald's. That when you go up to this kiosk, and it may have like a little McDonald's face on it, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to pick the cheeseburger meal, and I want a medium-sized drink. Okay, that'll be $5. Here, put your money in here, or put a card in here.
Or wave your smartphone.
Or wave your smartphone, or whatever it is, and you do that, and it says thank you. It gives you a receipt. You go down, you stand there just like you would any other, and here comes the food just like it was before. It comes out by somebody. Guy hands you the food. The girl hands you the food, says, thank you very much. Thanks for shopping at McDonald's. We appreciate your business, and they hand it to you. You've just fired 15 people.
This is going to spur – this wage increase will spur development in artificial intelligence and food handling robotics.
Oh, okay. I could even see taking it to this point. You come in, you order your food. And then there's just like a little, you know, and then there's like a conveyor belt.
There's an avatar.
There's a little avatar. A what?
An avatar, a artificial being.
Oh, it could be that, too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And like Johnny Cab.
It could be like a Johnny Cab dressed like McDonald's, dressed like the clown. And the food comes out. He turns. He goes. And he says, Mr. Bot, or number two? Yes, I am. Thank you very much for your service. And you know, turns around and throws the plate, hits me in the chest. I sue McDonald's for $5 million.
Because
I go to Walt McNeil. I say, Walt, the McDonald robot kicked me in the chest with a plate. And Walt goes, we'll make those bastards pay. So Walt McNeil has walked in. That's
this
why
is what
I said
happens
that.
When we have no guests, boys and girls.
Okay. I am being okay. I take it to the nth degree, but this is true. This is what can happen. It's going because I've already seen it. I've seen the kiosk out already. In businesses.
I follow the tech stuff. And
coming.
Along.
So okay, we get a little bit going on this, but you could see it in the future. But still, one person brings it out. That is 10 people, maybe 12 people. They have let go. Because you don't need them in the front. You can take your best workers, you pay them that $15 an hour, they're cooks or whatever, and then you've cut your payroll by 2/3. Ah, how do you like that? It's going to happen. Or your service gets slower, or your portions get smaller, which might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, there are times when, but... We are in a sort of a sea change, and some of the logic that's being trotted out. I mean, if you want to force people off of rural lands and push them all into the cities where they can be managed and where they don't use as much stuff as maybe somebody who, God forbid, is somewhat self-sufficient living off-grid out in the country, just say it. Don't hide behind a stupid fish. Don't hide behind a damn tree. Say you want people off the rural lands in these wildlife corridors.
They're not going to say it.
That are only accessible to the elite few.
Less tax revenues mean less money available for underfunded pensions. There you go. I mean, this whole thing's going to come apart when you start doing stuff like this. Hey, we got to take a break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, first Thursday of every month, August the 6th is her next day. August the 6th, she'll be out there with her band from 7 to 9 on that Thursday night. I tell you what, it's guaranteed for you to have a great time. You can dance, you can drink, you can eat. Special menus out there. Okay, steak and lobster for $21.99. And I can tell you, and so can Bob, that this is just outstanding food that they have out there. But you need to make reservations at Elements Lounge, 243-3377. It's non-smoking in there. You can have music, like I said. You can dance. And just wonderful food. All of this at Wind River Casino and Resort, August the 6th, beginning at 7 p.m. Get there a little bit early so you can have a great dinner. We'll be right back after these messages with Walt McNeil, attorney to the stars.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is set to address the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Pittsburgh. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president plans to speak about serious ongoing problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs, even as he makes the case that he's working to improve life for military families. Yesterday, he signed a bill to allow all veterans to receive official IDs from Veterans Affairs, even if they don't meet certain criteria for VA services. Today's speech also comes with the military community on edge over the killing of four Marines and a sailor last week in Tennessee.
Also at SRNews.com, GOP presidential candidate Bobby Jindal says President Obama is the only person in the free world who won't call radical Islam what it is.
Our president goes to the Pentagon several days ago and says, we're not going to win this with guns. We have to change hearts and minds. It's a generational conflict.
The Louisiana governor telling the Salem Radio Network the president's political correctness toward ISIS is absurd and dangerous. Officials in Jordan questioning relatives of the shooter in last week's killing of the serviceman. Former FBI official Sean Henry explained to NBC's Today Show.
If in fact this is ISIS-inspired or ISIS-directed, they're looking at that connectivity. What did he do? Who did he meet with? Who did he speak with over there? And what was that critical change that when he came back caused him led up to this tragic event?
Ohio Governor John Kasich about to toss his hat in the ring for the GOP presidential nomination. Meanwhile, real estate mogul Donald Trump leading many of the polls, much to the consternation of rivals, like Senator Lindsey Graham, who told CBS's This Morning how he first sees the eventual downfall of Trump as a candidate.
His poll numbers begin to drop. Everybody's condemning him. Thank goodness that everybody in the field, I think except one, has distanced themselves from him. It ends when the American people say, you know, enough.
Trump's been taking heat over recent remarks in which he challenged Senator John McCain's status as a war hero. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down 185 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
Toshiba's chief executive is stepping down to take responsibility for doctored books that inflated profits of the Japanese technology giant by $1.2 billion.
Toshiba acknowledged a systematic cover-up which began in 2008 as various segments of its sprawling business, including computer chips and personal computers, were struggling financially. Tokyo-based Toshiba's prospects in nuclear power took a hit after the 2011 Fukushima disasters set off public fears about reactor safety, making new nuclear plants unlikely in Japan. All 48 of the country's working reactors are currently offline.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The U.S. dollar mixed against other North American currencies in New York trading. It's worth $1.3 Canadian dollars. U.S. stocks opened lower after several companies reported weak results. IBM sank 5% after reporting revenue that fell short of what analysts had been expecting. The early declines came after 3 straight market gains. This is SRN News. Several groups who advocate for public transportation want the Senate to include more federal funding for buses in the highway bill.
As the Senate begins work on the highway bill this week, 81 public transportation unions and advocacy groups want Congress to reverse a 2012 decision to cut funding for buses. The cut was contained in the last transportation bill. Transit groups said the funding cuts in the 2012 bill have had devastating effects on the busing industry.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. The Tennessee Department of Transportation has has denied a request to hide a statue of Confederate general and early KKK member Nathan Bedford Forrest. The Tennessean reports that Nashville's Metro Council asked that trees and shrubs be planted to hide the statue, which sits on private property next to Interstate 65 and can be seen by motorists. The department says it does not plant foliage with the sole intention of blocking items on private property. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning at 8:06 in the morning here on the 21st of July. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob, who's all over the weather here.
Sun and clouds mixed, gray thunderstorm or shower possible. They need to put a leash on the clouds, obviously. 100 for a high, 69 for the low tonight, and sunny skies as we head into Wednesday. A few degrees lower, 96. And as we head into the weekend, not too bad. It'll stay in the low to upper 90s. Heats up again next week. Right now in Reading, it is 79 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business. They have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Anytime we talk about it being at 100 degrees, you just got to be thinking about your air conditioner. Is it working? Is it working to its fullest capacity? Is it costing you money via your electric bill because maybe your filters are dirty or there's something not working right? Well, Alliance Heating and Air, our friends there, can make everything work and work well, any maker model. If you need a new air conditioning system, totally, they can handle that. If you're looking just to fix the one you have, they've got that too. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. Well, it's nice to have our next guest in here, Walt McNeil.
Morning, Carl.
Attorney at large. Is that fair? Attorney at large is kind of like you don't belong to anybody.
Well, that's right. Nobody owns me, but...
Well, at large kind of sounds like, oh, okay, I see what you mean. Underwear. Yeah. Well, your name, I got, you know, when I see you, I mean, I smile, and you're just a nice guy. But when Missy sees you and Francie sees you, it's like you've got... What did you do to them? They look like you've got horns on your head or something.
It sure seems that way.
The devil! It's the devil!
I don't know why they're so upset with me. I'm just trying to get them to understand what their constitutional duties are and legal duties are, and they should respect that. But they don't seem to like to hear contrary opinions at the city council, and that's not a good way to run city government when you treat dissenting voices or people who disagree with you as being bad people or something like that.
As the enemy.
And that really isn't out of place.
Well, you know, I've called them the Imperial City Council, and that's kind of caught on. I just said I'm so glad it's not like 2,500 years ago, because I'd have been in the arena by now fighting a lion or something. you would have just been tied to a post, and horrible things would have happened to Walt McNeil.
Okay.
I'm just saying this was a long time ago. But you're here today to talk about a lot of things, but we want to talk about the latest case that you're interested in. It's been in the papers a lot, and it could have a severe impact on, the whole city, the whole county, in fact. And this is what's going on at Record Range.
Yeah, I think it'll have a wide-ranging impact. And it's unfortunate. I went to a neighborhood meeting Sunday evening, and I'm going to be taking over the legal representation of the Association of Neighbors that are determined to have some very serious and scary problems taken care of in connection with the record range. And I'll go through those if you like.
Well, then for people that are just kind of, you know, record range, it sounds familiar. This is a number of homeowners that had their houses or built around record range where the city police do their requalification at their shooting. And they knew that there was a range.
Sure.
Everybody has agreed on that. Everybody has signed a piece of paper that says, I know there's a range here. I know there's pistols. I know there's rifles. I know there's going to be noise. And everybody's acknowledged that. That's not been a problem.
Yeah, and that's a fact. And noise is not the issue. This range is on the western edge of the city of Reading. The range itself is in county jurisdiction. The homes are in city jurisdiction. And it's adjacent to the large Western Area Power Administration power line easement, which the range, the shooting range, uses as somewhat of a clear zone, although it's an inadequate clear zone in terms of distance. So you do have this residential subdivision very close to the range. You can hear the gunfire very easily, and the noise is really not the question in this case, and never has been. The problem is the bullets. The record range, unfortunately, is an antiquated shooting facility that has been spraying lead all over the surrounding area for the last 60 years. And what you have there are actually, I'd say, three distinct problems. Problem number one is that you have ricochet bullets spinning off and falling into the adjacent neighborhood. And it's well documented. In fact, I even brought a little pile of bullets with me. You've got bullets all over the place in these lawns and driveways and backyards all around the area close to the record range.
I'm looking at the bullets right now, and these were all found in the last couple of days. Really? Well, 7, 18, 15?
Those particular bullets were found recently. And, you know, I like to go out and check these things out personally before I get involved in something, you know. I'd heard about the bullets. I'd heard about the controversy. So after talking to one of those neighbors, I went out and said, hey, let's go see. I want to see for myself. And so we went out to his side yard, and in 15 minutes we found three bullets. And by the way, the bullets are extremely hard to find just with your vision, because they get dirty. They tend to look just like any other rock or something sitting on the ground.
And these bullets, by the way, some of them are old and corroded.
Right.
Some of them are have expanded. So they've hit something and probably ricocheted off. Maybe, I can't, you know for sure. Some of them are newer looking, but they're all, most of them look like they've got a few years on them, or at least some time. But they're all looking like, 9 or 38.
Yeah, it's hard to determine the age of some of these bullets.
They could have been there for years.
And they're typically either 30 caliber or 45 caliber bullets, and whatever the standard munitions are for law enforcement officers, you know, at the time that the target shooting takes place. And so you have one problem, which is the safety factor, just to the fact that ricochet bullets are coming out of the sky into this neighborhood. You have a second problem, actually, with the rifle range. The rifle range has a clear sight unfortunately, to fire with an elevated shot into the western city of Redding trail system. And there are several people who have come forward with stories of near misses
Out on the trail system.
Out on the trail system of bullets literally whizzing by them.
Okay. Our guest is Walt McNeil. We're talking about record range, and what he's talking about is he went out just with one of the homeowners and in like 15 minutes found three expended rounds out there, either ricochets or had just, you know, just fallen from the sky. And now he's talking about on where the rifle range portion of it is, that the impact area, that's what we call it, the impact area, is the trail system. If it's not stopped by backstops.
If you get a high shot.
If you get a high shot. Okay.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. But this portion of the show was brought to you by Holiday Harbor. For the month of July, Holiday Harbor is going to take 25% off selected boats, selected models, during the whole month of July. So you've still got a bunch of time to go down and have a great staycation at Shasta Lake. Good people down there. These boats are super. Take a patio boat out. It's got a barbecue, bathroom. I mean, you can go out there. It sips gas as you drive around the lake, and you can park it and then just lay in the water like we do. We just have a great time there. Give them a call, 238-2383, or go to lakeshasta.com. It's not too late. You know what? Why leave? If it's this hot, just head on down, pop into the water for a few hours. You're going to feel great. Is that right, Bob? Yeah. Bob's like, we do it all the time. That's why his little skin's wrinkly. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Walt McNeil, our attorney at law, who has taken the record range case, as he has others. We're going to also talk pilot case. We're going to talk about the DRBA and a few other cases that are just kind of like he sees that are just wandering around here in the city of Redding. We'll be right back.
Jenny got a gun. Got a gun. Whole world's come undone. Stared at the sun.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 38 Special and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Feeling groovy.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Started the business during the hardest portion of our economy 6 years ago and has been an unqualified success because of customer service. Knowing what his customers wanted, knowing how to get the right guns, ammo, shooting accessories for his customers. Bastiani Arms and John Bastiani. 222-8222 is their phone number. Their classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, they have it all at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our guest, Walt McNeil, who has been who is a lawyer here, who has won cases against the city. I guess one of the largest ones, of course, is the pilot law case, which is payment in lieu of taxes that has to do with the REU, but we'll get to that eventually in the show here. Also on a number of other cases that he's been involved with. But right now we're talking about Record Grange, and he is now the attorney on record, can I say that? For,
so to speak.
So to speak, for the homeowners out there. After meetings and walking a quick walk through the property, he picked up ammunition. And this isn't just stuff that was thrown on the ground. This was this stuff is older stuff. I mean, it's been in the ground for a while. At least that's what it looks like. As we've also pointed out, people knew there was a rifle range, pistol range there.
Sure.
Nobody's disputing that. Nobody's disputing it's, you know, it's noisy at times, you know, but nobody's disputing they did not know there was a range there. The big problem is the noise. It's not the noise.
It's not the noise. It's lead bullets. And people have accepted the noise. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that they accept lead bullets either falling on their property or being shot across their property. And that is a huge problem, not just for the potential safety factor, but a really, really difficult issue here is hazardous waste. The Record Range has been, in effect, dumping lead hazardous waste, if you will, lead bullet hazardous waste on the surrounding area and this neighborhood for the last 60 years. And as you can understand, over time, that accumulates to a point where there are a lot of lead shards, lead bullets. They aren't just, you know, intact bullets. They have little pieces of lead and things like that.
From ricochets when it hits.
Sure. Yeah, bullets break up after they hit something. And they go flying off, and what you see is a little piece of lead, maybe that you can hardly tell it's a bullet, but it's lead. And that hits the ground. It eventually will leach. It becomes part of the water table. but it also gets into the soil. And the biggest danger with lead is to small children and to pregnant women. Small children in particular who go out, play in the yard, you know, they'll stick just about anything in their mouth. Their hands get dirty, and there's a risk of lead contamination that goes with that. Those are the reasons that the state, the federal government, for a long, long time, have classified lead waste as one of the more serious toxic substances that has to be dealt with and abated. But it's been completely ignored by the people responsible in this situation.
All right, I've got a bunch of questions in here. What does lead do to the soil and water?
Well, it takes some time to leach and to become part of the groundwater. It depends on the size of the lead or the lead particles or the lead shot, whatever it may be.
The amount of lead in it, right.
And the amount of lead in it. What I've researched and found is that under the current testing protocol used by Cal EPA, the screening level for lead is 80 milligrams of lead per kilogram of soil. And as a rule of thumb, that means that a typical 30 caliber bullet will turn 7.2 square feet of your surface yard, 6 inches deep, into hazardous waste. A typical 45 caliber bullet will turn 11 square feet into hazardous waste. Now, when you go out there and you consider that there are thousands of, and thousands of bullets out there, on these properties in this Mary Lake neighborhood, you have a serious problem there. And the houses and properties that are out there, unfortunately, have hazardous waste on them. There's no getting around that. It would have to be disclosed if they sold their property. And in effect, the range and the law enforcement agencies that have actually been using the range have taken the value out of these properties simply by making it the dumping ground for their lead.
But they've been dumping it there, I should say. They've been shooting in that direction for 60 years, well before there was houses there.
Well, but I'll tell you, Carl.
Well, I've got a reason for this question.
But from the very beginning, there's never been any excuse given for ricochet bullets and lead escaping a properly managed and a properly constructed pistol range.
And you know what? I won't argue with you about that. I've been around enough of them, and I know what it takes to have a safety range and all that. But what I'm saying is, for 60 years, I mean, this is the time you've used. 60 years they've been dumping rounds out there.
Right.
Okay. That's well before anybody moved out there, well before these all the lead, you know, the dangers of lead and what it can do to people and its property. I mean, when they started out there, how do you measure what was put out there 60 years ago as opposed to what was put out there 5 years ago or 2 years ago?
Well, it's not as
or does that make any difference? I guess it's the bottom line.
Well, the bottom line is it won't make any difference at all. They've been dumping lead out there continuously, and they still are. There still are ricochets, even though I think they've made some recent attempt to improve it. It's not effective, and they've done it continuously. So because they are responsible over time, they are also responsible for cleaning it up. And I'm not talking about just the Shasta County Peace Officers Association, which owns the range. I'm talking about each and every one of the law enforcement agencies that has used the range for their qualification for firearms and used it for their practicing as part of their training. So you have
That's like about 11 or 12.
I have a list of at least 11 different law enforcement agencies that have used the range regularly that would be responsible parties in this.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Toxic Waste is one of my chat room people here and has a number of questions. And, TW, we'll get back to you as soon as we take this break. And then Jarhead also has some questions about liability, too, about who – I mean, because this is a messy thing.
It starts before
people were living out there. You know, and they probably had a lot more lax standards because there was nothing out there, and they shot, and they just, you know, the bullets just fell where they may. But at some point, because people weren't living out there, right? Am I wrong about that?
Well, I don't think it's ever been okay for bullets, stray bullets, to escape a shooting range. There have always been standards for shooting ranges to contain the bullets that you shoot.
Yeah, I understand that. So they'd always have berms, they'd always have backstops. But there was nobody out there, so there was nobody to harm. It wasn't until we've come forward and we found out that lead can cause these type of problems. We've already started building houses there. They're still taking impacts out there because some of the questions we're getting right now, people are hearing bullets whiz. I'm just – it's the fact is, though, the bottom line, it doesn't make any difference if it was 60 years ago or yesterday. It's like asbestos.
Yeah. Well, it has to be – the problem is it has to be dealt with today.
Yeah, it has to be. So
it has to be dealt with today, and it's a serious problem that has to be dealt with today. They put their heads in the sand on this issue, really, because they've known that this was a problem for at least – 30 years or longer, but they ignore it.
I'm going to ask you about that when we get back. All right. Hey, I'm here with Walt McNeil, an attorney here in town who has met with the people from that are opposed to record range for a variety of reasons. The main reasons, as they're saying, is the rounds are impacting on their property. But now we're into the next one, which is even more serious, is the problem of hazardous material on their property. We'll be right back after these messages.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, my friends. 25 minutes till 9. 80 degrees out there, going up to 100. 100 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Our phone lines are 605-4567. I know you must have some questions out there because we're talking about the record range. We're here with Walt McNeil. However, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, the place to be. All right, again, 25 minutes till 9 o'clock here. Let's go. We're talking about record range and toxic waste, which is the big thing. It's not the bullets impacting, though. Somebody just asked a question. Who do we contact if we've heard a bullet whiz by or found a bullet on their property? They call you?
They can call me at my office, 222-8992. They can call one of the people involved in this neighborhood association. Shannon Smith is probably, you know, the one.
Yeah.
In that group, and if they know Shannon, of course, I'm sorry, I don't have her phone number handy.
But they can call you. And again, that number is
222-8992.
Okay, here's a couple other questions. And we talked a little bit about this during the break, about lead being in the soil. Are my fruit trees and gardens safe to plant in this type of soil?
You know, I don't know about fruit trees, but I would worry about ground crops, tomatoes or melons or beans or anything like that that will take up what's in the top layers of the soil. If I was living in that particular area, I wouldn't want small children playing in the yard, quite honestly, and I wouldn't eat garden fruit. Garden vegetables. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning.
Hang on for a second.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, hey, listen, just a mute point, but I thought I'd bring it up. And, again, the problems at record range are very serious. And, again, the mitigation of the lead is never going to happen. You'll never be able to clean that area up. So either you just pay off those neighborhood owners for their loss of value and call it MAC. But the point I wanted to make is that on a bank robber standing out on the front porch of a bank right next to Safeway Market right down there at Pine and Cypress, there was 8 or 9 police officers, and they fired 46 rounds at this guy, and he was standing still on the front porch of this bank with a toy gun, and they found rounds in Buzz's crab stand over on Locust Street, 46 rounds, and they had to take him to the hospital, and he died later from his mortal wound. But come on, with that kind of marksmanship, we do have a problem out there. They can't even hit a jackrabbit running down the front of the Jeep. So anyway, we got a problem. Plus, they do have a fully stocked bar in that clubhouse, Everybody knows about it. I talked to Patrick Jones. He knows about it. Shelf after shelf after shelf of hard liquor, refrigerated kegs, everything right there in the clubhouse. So the ATF ought to be informed. Alcohol and guns don't mix. So thanks. Good show. Good luck.
Thanks, Billy Bob. I don't know about the alcohol out there. I didn't see that, but I've shot up. I shot at record range once or twice. Okay. By the way, you can get a hold of Shannon Smith at welovebliss@yahoo.com. Just like it sounds, welovebliss, B-L-I-S-S, at yahoo.com. So Billy Bob makes a good point here. He makes two good points. One, how can you ever clean this up unless you scrape everything down and then you've got people with metal detectors walking around trying to find it. And then how much of it you're going to be able to pick up.
Right.
And the second point is that we need a place for the police, the sheriff, law enforcement agencies to shoot. To be able to shoot and not have to go 3 or 4 hours away and then come back 3 or 4 hours and take, 2 or 3 hours down there shooting. Where's the solution here?
Well, first of all, lead waste can be remediated. Bullets on shooting ranges can be collected and remediated and recycled.
Right.
And the standard practice.
And they do that a lot.
Yeah. The standard practice for modern shooting ranges is periodically on a recurring basis, they go out and they recover all of the lead. And then they take it back and they recycle it and they turn it back into bullets again. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And they can remediate the land on these neighbors' properties and they can remediate the other lands that they've polluted. The cost is something that we're looking into, but it's something that just can't be gotten away from. On the other question, I don't disagree. This is not about shutting down the range. They need a place to shoot. They need a place to train. We respect that, and I hope something can be worked out with the Peace Officers Association and the agencies involved. I'll be actively trying to do that to see if there's some way to make this work. In the end, they will have to find a place where they can operate safely without spraying bullets in places that bullets don't belong.
That's true. Bob, you're sitting
I'm
here.
Reminded of the time when I lived in San Diego, and you did also, Carl. Tierra Santa, remember that mess? They had to actually divide there was a running because the military had used it as a firing range, and there was a joke that in Tierra Santa, your gardening implements included a minesweeper. And rather tragically, they had a couple of boys killed by an old piece of explosive ordnance. What they ended up having to do was divide that entire area, which was a pretty good sized neighborhood, housing development, into 10-foot squares and decontaminate it 10 feet at a time. It took years.
I think you can decontaminate it. I mean, but I'm sure it's going to be costly. What about builders out there that people took permits and built houses out there, especially in the last few years? Are they under some kind of part of this, too, besides just the people shooting? I mean, people that got permits to build out there?
Well, I don't know if builders were aware or not of the level of lead contamination that we're talking about and whether it was really, conscious to them or not. The noise out there seems to have been the prominent question for most.
And the rounds coming in.
Yeah, for most people. I don't know that the toxic waste issue was really known to them or not.
I don't know why people wouldn't have looked at this earlier, because anytime you got lots of lead in ranges, that's why we clean them out all the time.
Well, the operators of this range should have looked into it a long time ago. It is an obvious problem, and they're...
What is their argument about this? What is the argument? Is that, hey, we put these things up, there are no rounds going out there, that could have been from anybody? Are they saying that? I mean...
Well, you
I mean, I'm just really... I mean, because they're going to have a defense for this, I was just wondering what it would be.
I don't know that they have a defense, really. And they'll say something like, well, we've been doing this for 60 years. Why shouldn't we be allowed to continue doing it? But that's a kind of a silly...
I'm not sure we could use that one.
I don't
after the Confederate flag.
I don't think that's going to work so well.
That's not going to fly, as we might say.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm here with Walt McNeil. We're talking to Record Range. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the pilot lawsuit, which is
it's ongoing.
That's so. Ongoing. And then this thing with the Anselmo. Believe it or not, I want to talk about Anselmo's a little bit because even though that Reverge has been away, gone for well over a year, new people have bought this thing. And yet they can't get it open either. And I just want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
And then if we have time, we can throw in there the Downtown Reading Business Association and the what people are thinking about. I have no idea. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages, Carl and the Bot. It is 9:15 here on Tuesday, the 21st of July. We're here with Walt McNeil.
Finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Drive it at Reading Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Reading Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval to credit ends 9/8/15.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than the feel and shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 14 minutes to 9 o'clock here on the 21st of July, Tuesday. 80 degrees out there, going up to 100 degrees today. A possible slight, no, not really, chance of rain today. It's going to be in the hundreds tomorrow. It's what? Anything's possible, Bob says. No, okay. possible thunderstorm out there. High today in the 100, low 70s. Tomorrow's going to be about the same. Weather's always, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Better known business, discounts for seniors and veterans. And I want to tell everybody, remind everybody to come down to the View 202 on Sundays. Sunday brunch with Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble. Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30. The brunch goes from 11 to 2. It's been very well received. New drinks, new menu, all of this at View 202. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations, because if you want to sit out in the veranda, a lot of times that's sold out. Music is piped inside, though, too. So, View 202, again, 226-8439. My guest is Walt McNeil, and we've only got 10 minutes left, which isn't enough time for any of this because I've got all types of questions and everything. So let's kind of catch up on one of the people wrote, you know what, it's time to get past the needing a range. Now we got to start thinking about the people out there, the kids and all that. You know, so it's how, you know, they need to get this thing fixed with the record range. There must be funding for these types of things that users can go after, you know that from the government or something, that, you know, to help clean this land up or to do something. Do we know anything about that? You know, like cleanup funds? I mean, the government has those things.
They always have funds of some kind. I don't know if they'll come into play or not. We are reaching out to Cal EPA, the DTSC, Department of Toxic Substances Control, and if we can get some state assistance on this, that would be terrific. So we'll do what we can to get resources from, you know, from the state or anywhere else to help address this.
All right. Lots of questions. This is not the only time Walt's going to be on the show. We'll come back and be discussing this. I'd love to get the other side in here at some point, too.
Sure.
So I need to have them on, too, the Record Range guys, to hear what they're saying on this. Okay, this goes something big. Pilot.
Okay.
The Pilot lawsuit, which you won at a lower court and is up in the Supreme Court right now. This is payment in lieu of taxes. If you prevail in this is going to cost the city of Reading, not cost the city of Reading, money they were receiving from REU, and $6 million a year as payment in lieu of taxes, will be found that you cannot do this, and that money will have to be returned or at least stopped. Is this correct?
That's correct. It's pending at the California Supreme Court. We're still in the briefing phase. They filed a brief. We filed a brief. They're going to file another brief this week. Friends of the court will file briefs, and then we'll have oral argument on the case later in the year. If we're lucky, we'll get a decision by the end of the year. I'd say lucky. It may be, you know, sometime in early 2016 that we get a final decision from the California Supreme Court. The consequences of the case are that if the city of Reading loses, and this is the outright gamble that the city council and the city of Reading have decided to take all along in this case, is that not only will the pilot charge drop out of the electric rates, which, by the way, will save ratepayers 6 to 7% on every bill, which is a darn good thing.
That much?
Yep. Yep. 6 to 7% of every electric bill that you receive goes to the pilot, which then goes to the city general fund, which then goes wherever they want to spend it.
All right.
But in addition to stopping that and dropping that out of the rates, the city will have accumulated a potential liability of well over $40 million that will have to be effectively paid back through reductions in property taxes. There's a statutory mechanism for refunds that's built into the law that provides for reductions in property taxes commensurate with any illegal taxes that are found to have been collected. So there's a huge, like I said, there's a huge risk here for the city of Reading that they deliberately decided to take when at the very beginning of this.
This is back in, like, what, 12?
Yeah, this has been going on for 4 or 5 years now. And at the very beginning of this, twice, I went in front of the city council and said, please, just put it in front of the voters. Let people vote on it. That's all that the law requires. And we'll respect the outcome of the vote. If people, you know, want that money to go where you say it's going to go, that's good. Otherwise, we can't complain. But if you refuse to let people have their democratic right to vote on taxes like this, what can we do but go to the court? And so that's where we've wound up.
The I think Francie has said that this is going to be the equivalent of what, 10 police officers or something like that, if they lose the case.
I don't know how it translates, Carl. And quite frankly, they use the money for whatever they want to use it for. You know, they could use it for the Stillwater Business Park.
Makes no difference where they, you know, if they do lose, it doesn't mean that there's going to be less police. It just means less something else.
It means less free money at their disposal. But then what gave them the license to just arbitrarily take money from ratepayers to begin with?
Well, this is going to impact them more than just Reading, though, because there's a lot of other cities out there that do a pilot payment in lieu of taxes, too.
Exactly. There's a number of them. The largest is Los Angeles. I'm actually involved in that case. And they rake off $250 million a year from their electric utility.
I bet they're happy about this, too, huh?
Well, that's the way it goes.
Anybody, guys named Guido looking for you, or you know, Esteban, or I don't know who would be coming
up looking for you. I'm not concerned about that. We'll get it sorted out, and but this is what you have to do to set things right.
Okay. We got a few minutes left. You know, this name hasn't come up. It came up today, you know, when we were talking somehow about Reverge Anselmo. Anselmo's vineyard sold, gosh, close to a year ago now. He's been gone for longer than that. It was bought by a lady out of San Francisco, I believe a Vietnamese lady. I'm not sure.
That's correct.
Seemed like a nice lady. She wanted to, and her family or her group of people around her wanted to add another 40 or 50 acres of vineyards out there, make this into a producing vineyard and all of this. But soon after they took over, they ended up closing the place. And for, I guess, a variety of reasons. But where are they with the county right now? Is it, and then I just saw where they're trying to sell it, but they're still dealing with the county on getting it open?
There's still some you know, questions to answer and issues to get resolved, unfortunately. But as far as I know, the county is being cooperative in working with them to
as cooperative as they can be. Huh?
Well, you know, it's always there's always red tape. There's always you know, some difficulty there. But it's nothing compared to the war that seemingly went on with Anselmo. And so we're hoping that you know, with some cooperation from the county, it'll be open again in a couple of months. There's you know, currently an issue about, I think, water pressure for firefighting that needs to be resolved, and there might be a couple of other issues, but those are all things that can be worked through and solved and dealt with, and
so there's a chance that Anselmo's could be opened up again.
In fact, I expect it will be open again in a couple of months. And the plans, as far as I know, of these new owners is to greatly expand the winery and grape production there.
That's what they said. They wanted to grow another 40, 50, 60 acres of grapes up there and make it into a big wine producing area. Well, are the locals still fighting them too?
That's pending. But okay. But I don't think that's going to think that's going to kind of fade away.
Oh, okay.
Fairly soon. It's still in a court, one of the other court cases, but I don't think it'll stick around. The new owners are business people, and you know they're going to run the place for a profit. But I think they have actual intentions to make it work.
Well, great, because I saw a place up for sale, and I don't know why this was sent to me. I mean, it was sent. I don't know. Probably a number of people have seen it, but it would be nice if they could get it ready to go for somebody, maybe them, that they could start this place again out there. And it's a beautiful place. I'm not sure what you use the chapel for, but unless you're anyway. Walt McNeil has been our guest. We so much appreciate you being here, Walt.
My pleasure.
I would love to have you back on because, you know, as time goes along, there's so many things going on that you're involved in around here.
Okay.
So thanks a lot for being kind of the watchdog of Reading.
All right.
Tomorrow, John Anderson from Good News Rescue Mission will join us. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to the Republican presidential race, seems there's always room for one more, and today we have one more.
I am here to ask you for your prayers, for your support, for your efforts, because I have decided to run for President of the United States.
Ohio Governor John Kasich jumping into the race for the GOP presidential nomination. And Republican presidential candidate Bobby Jindal says that President Obama's priorities are way, way out of line.
He's more than willing to engage in war on trans fats and try to protect us from Oreo cookies. He's more than willing to criticize America and apologize for us and warn us about the dangers of medieval Christians in the Crusades.
The Louisiana governor tells the Salem Radio Network that Mr. Obama refuses to recognize the threat posed by radical Islam. He says Mr. Obama should commit to